In this bulletin, asylum seeker families reportedly being flown from the Roo to Adelaide, Labor promises a crackdown on multinational tax avoidance, and in AFL, West Coast and Port Adelaide to take part in next year's Good Friday doubleheader. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. There are reports asylum seeker families are being quietly flown from Australia's offshore processing centre on Nauru to Adelaide. Nauru Airlines doesn't fly commercially to Adelaide, but its planes have been seen at the airport as recently as Monday. An Adelaide-based church pastor has told SBS he's aware of between four and seven families who've arrived in Adelaide from Nauru over the past 4 weeks. He says they were all families with young children who needed urgent medical care and were now receiving it at Adelaide's Women's and Children's Hospital. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has told Macquarie Radio he's not aware of any such situation.
But I know that we, of course, are making sure that particularly children who are suffering from health issues are being removed from Nauru back to Australia for to be looked after from a health perspective. Now, I don't know if that's to Adelaide. I haven't made those inquiries. I've only seen that story myself this morning. But if that's the case, I think most people would welcome that outcome.
The federal opposition is pledging to close a loophole allowing multinational companies to avoid paying taxes if it wins the next federal election. Labor says tightening the loopholes will bring in an extra $3 billion over the next 10 years. Labor leader Bill Shorten made the pledge when visiting a school in Melbourne.
We've simply made a choice. We would rather see the great kids at this school receive additional resources than super billionaires being able to fly over and watch their money grow and claiming a tax deduction.
The announcement is the latest in Labor's push to take back money from multinational companies. The coalition has already taken steps to get large international companies to pay more tax, reaping an extra $7 billion in revenue so far. A new study says koalas could disappear from the wild in New South Wales by 2050. The Worldwide Fund for Nature report warns the axing of forest protection laws by the state government could have disastrous effects on the koala population. The WWF's Martin Taylor says the rate at which koala numbers have dropped in the past 50 years is faster than the global average for all animals.
Wildlife populations around the world, on average, have collapsed by 60% since 1970. That's about 13.6% decline every decade. But in Australia, our koalas have been collapsing at 21%.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has tasked a three-member panel with building a case for lower immigration to be taken to the federal government next year. The group will be made up of University of Western Sydney Chancellor Peter Shergold, Infrastructure New South Wales Chief Executive Jim Betts, and New South Wales Department of Planning Secretary Carolyn McNally. The panel will be given 2 months to advise the Premier on matters such as how long is needed for infrastructure to catch up with population growth rates. Sport now, and in AFL, reigning premiers West Coast will face Port Adelaide next year as part of a Good Friday doubleheader. The AFL has added a second marquee match for the public holiday on April 19 to follow the third annual clash in Melbourne. Port Adelaide has confirmed it will travel to Perth for the match, despite the AFL delaying the release of the full 2019 fixture until tomorrow. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Similar in Adelaide, 36 degrees. Possible late shower in Melbourne, 33. Hobart, a shower or two and 23 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 33. Wollongong, also partly cloudy and 25. Similar in Sydney with a top of 27. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane, sunny and 29. Cairns, a shower or two and 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm at a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.